בוקר טוב רבותיי, יום חמישי בשבת קודש, לסדר נוח. Today is כ"ט בתשרי, ערב ראש חודש מרחשוון. So, yeah, oh, funny bone. Yesterday, well not funny bone, but yesterday the Oletzion was speaking about the importance of not getting bogged down with the thought process that, oh yeah, when everything's hunky-dory, that's when I'm going to sit down to learn. After all of my tzarot and all my tirdot pass, that's when I'm going to learn Shas. That's when I'm going to be Kone Torah. Yeah? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sure you will. Right? That's the Atzat HaYetzer. And then, Chametz Tzion, we're on the top of Kuf Aleph, he brings a nice mashal. Mashal, Chatan, כיוון שבא בקשרי שידוכין ויש לו תרדות של ההכנות לחתונה, חושב שאני לא יכול ללמוד, ואומר לעצמו, אחרי החתונה, אלמד. Yeah? That's great, you know, when you're engaged and you're apartment hunting and suits and zachin and registries and all sorts of jiddi, says, yeah, now is a little bit tough. After the chasana, that's when I'll really buckle down to learn. Anyway, huh? No tefillah, no Torah, no tzarich klum. Hakol patur. Anyway, וזה לא נכון, שהרי גם אז יהיה תרוד בשמחת אשתו ועניינה ביתו, שאני ושיינה, ויאמר, אתפנה לתורה אחרי שיבואו ילדים. He says, yeah, 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 once the kids come and things settle down, that's when I'm going to start learning. He says, you know the Biden laugh? He's like, anyway. I heard he put his foot in his mouth yesterday. נכון? Yeah, יופי. Anyway. He has a knack of doing that. Anyway. והנה באו ילדים ונטרד בצער גידולם. ושוב יאמר לעצמו, כאשר יגדלו הנערים אלמד. No, no. Now it's צער גידול בנים, whatever. After the teenagers, I'll marry off the kids. Then what? Then I'll learn. גדלו ובאו לפרק האיש מקדש. You see that? באו לפרק האיש מקדש, Heir of Marriageable Age. Anyway, והוא שקוע בהוצאת הנישואין, יאמר לעצמו, אחרי שהתחתנו את פניה, let me marry them off, let me finish paying off the חובות and then. התחתנו והוא ממשיך לדאוג, מתעניין מי זכה להיפקד בילדים ומי לא, you know, who has kids, whatever. And by the time you're ready to sit down and learn, you're dead. Anyway, בקבר אני אלמד. נכון? That's... ונמצא שאם חתן ימנע מלימוד התורה, עד זמן שימצא מנוחה, לעולם לא ילמד, ולכן יתאמץ כמה שיכול, שלא יחסיר מלימודו. Show up to every seder you can, you know what I'm saying? The day of the chasana, you know, it takes a lot of talent to show up to the base medrash on your wedding day. It takes even more talent to show up during second seder during your wedding day. I had friends who did that. Anyway, the kids are, like whatever, they left, they went to their wedding at the end of second seder. Anyway, Bekitzer. Huh? No, I did first seder. No, no. First. First seder and then mincha. Huh? Okay, we'll talk. I'll remind you you said that. Okay? No problem. I'm going to remind you exactly that. Huh? Pictures are getting numb. Now he says... fifteen minutes. So, let's start with it. Huh? Am I not always serious? 15 minutes. Let's start with it. Especially by Ashkenazim, they don't take together pictures before. You know what they do by Ashkenazim? They take each family on their own before the chuppah, and after the chuppah, sisu b'simchu b'simchat Torah, they put them together. V'zeh. Metzarich otcha. You get a suit, you get a tie. V'zeh. Kama zman lokeach. You put it on. Shalom. How much? You know, if you smile too much, your face gets caught. What the asher shem? So he says, "Hayanu ba'yishiva b'chur shakdan, sheitares v'shum yom lo chiser." Chametz Tzion says in Porat Yosef, they had a b'chur, mamash, he's a masmid, and during his engagement, he didn't even miss one day of yeshiva. Lo boker v'lo achar tzoraim, kol hazman hayaba. והגיע ללמוד בישיבה, אפילו ביום חופתו. Hey! He says, even on his wedding day he came. מהישיבה הלך לחתונה. the limo pulled up at the yeshiva, right? The Porat Yosef limo, you know what I'm saying? Porat Yosef horse and buggy, and it showed up at the yeshiva, and it took him to the chasana. Pele plaim, זו זכות גדולה. אני זוכר גם את חכם עמרם אזולאי. Yeah, he was one of חכמי פורת יוסף. גאון גדול he was Moroccan. בישיבה בעיר עתיקה, שביום החופה שלו, בא לישיבה. והכרתי אברך בן עלייה שהגיע לישיבה ביום המילה לבנו. On the same day of his son's birth. כדי שלא יחסיר שום יום מלימוד התורה. וזה דבר חשוב מאוד. Listen, there was a famous story. Rabbi Elchanan was learning in the Chafetz Chaim's Kachem Kailo. Rabbi Elchanan was תלמיד מובהק. אבל חפץ חיים, רחון וואסמן, ערב השלום, משה מקום דמו. So, he got, this was before he was Rosh Yeshiva in Baranovich. He got a telegram, I don't remember what it was called, a telegraph from his wife, saying that she had given birth, and it was a boy, Mazel Tov, whatever, and the bris is whatever. So he went to go ask Rishus from the Chafetz Chaim to go home to his son's bris. This is the way the story goes. The Chafetz Chaim looked at him, and he asked him, He told him first, Mazel Tov, שתזכו לגדלו, לתורה, לחוב המצוות, מעשים טובים, fine. Are you the Mohel? He said, no. He says, are you the Sandak? He said, no, I'm planning to be מחבד somebody else. So he asked him, so why do you need to go? וכך הבא. He was ממנה the שליח, whatever, and he didn't go. מה זה? You wouldn't ask. You wouldn't ask. But if you were Rebbe Elchanan and your Rebbe was the Chafetz Chaim, you'd ask. Chat musagim. I'm not saying that's what's done or that's what you should do. But musagim. And everybody was good. The kid had a milah, kol beseder. Makara? What's the matter? I'm not telling you to chop. I'm not telling you not to chop. I'm telling you what happened. Now, says, Uchmoken betirda mezeg machamat mezeg avir. Ooh, the weather. You know, especially on Mondays when it's not even raining. It's just a little gloomy outside, a little chilly on a winter Monday. Zim sukan, you know what I'm saying? Who can come to seder like that? That's like, you know, sakanat nefashot. So he says, Nechon? A gloomy Monday during the winter? Forget it. And if it's a Tuesday, yeah. Right? You know that kfira. Now he says, "Yesh tzeirim shetoanim bimot hakayit shechayavim me'avrer ve'acheret ei efshar lilmod." So some people say that during the summer you need a fan, otherwise you can't learn. You know Israeli summers? He's talking about fans, not ACs. My father and this is Yerushalayim. Can you imagine in the Merkaz? Yerushalayim at least is mountainous, so it has more air. You know, if you're in other places in Israel, like in the Merkaz, Bnei Brak, you're not in Tel Aviv, but, you know, Bnei Brak, or, you know, Cholon, or places like that, well, oppressive heat and humidity. My father told me, you know, when he was a kid growing up in Cholon, nobody had air conditioners. Rich people who didn't live in Cholon, they had fans in like Tel Aviv and stuff. He says at night, they used to take off their clothes. It was so hot. They used to take off their clothes and sleep directly on the tiles just to cool off a little bit. That's what they used to do. That was air conditioning. Anyway, so you can't learn without a fan. Ve'en ze nachon, ki efshar, ela shadavar kashe. Call a spade a spade. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. Look at the goyim. They line up for all sorts of rallies and concerts and gehinam in the blistering heat and the freezing cold, and they sleep there overnight and they wear diapers and what, nachon, for 24 hours before. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Ay, ze kashe. Ask a goy, ay, why, ay, it's hard. What's the answer going to be? For what? To see the gehinam. Yeah? And we have Torah Temet and we can't pull it off. The goyim are going to be our tochacha rabotai. I'm not telling you diapers. You got what I'm saying? I'm not saying that. I'm saying just don't wuss out. Don't wuss out a seder. Don't be a wuss. imagine he had this big exam, you know, career determining exam on the dental or on the medical or on the LSATs or on the MCATs or on the D-Dogs, all the different, you know, כל השמות וזה, and it's raining outside. He said, I don't think today is the good day for the test. I'm going to sit this one out. Okay? בסדר. Sit it out. Sit out the rest of your career too. How's that? No, Baba, nobody talks like that. Why? Because over there what? כסף. Yeah? איזה מוסר. איזה מוסר. The goyim can do it for their geinam, and we can do it for our careers, but then when it comes to Torah, tefillah, seder, shir, v'zeh, karli, chamli, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm zeh, what's the matter? Why are you such a wuss? The musar chazak. They say wuss in Persian, is there a word? Vus. Now, אין זה נכון, כי אפשר, אלא שדבר, ויחשבו לעצמה, מה היו עושים לפני 50 שנה בבני ברק? Ha! You see, making the same tines. וכי איך למד החזון איש זצל, אלא רואים שהוא אפשר ואפשר. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You do it. ואין הכוונה שעשו להיות תרוד. מה היה עושה מי שנברא עם תכונת הנפש מושפע הרבה מתרדות ולוקח ללב? It's not that you can't be overwhelmed. There are certain people that their temperament, their character traits are that when they are bogged down, they get overwhelmed. There are people like that. Certain people, things don't faze them, and they just keep going forward. Certain people get overwhelmed, easily even. If Hashem created you like that, okay, you're allowed to be overwhelmed. The shaila is, how do you react to being overwhelmed? You like shut down, you know, people. I know people. I see it all the time. They're overwhelmed, and therefore what? They go into a, we'll call it a depressed hibernation for 6 months. Now I'm depressed, blanket, come see me in 6 months. You know that hibernation mode? Ma, ta dov? What are you doing? Ela shebshaa sheba lilmod yitragel lishkoach mikol haolam. Train yourself just to shake it off. Okay, yeah, you're right. I have this on my mind, I have that on my mind, I'm stressed, I have tzarot v'zeh. Shake it off. Lock out. You know like those cubbies for the phones at the door? You should have cubbies for tzarot and stress at the door also. Check it at the door. You'll pick it up after Seder. You go pick it up. הכרתי רבנים בעלי רגש חזק מאוד שבזמן שמישהו בבית בבני הבית לא הרגיש טוב, ממש לא יכלו ללמוד מרוב צער, אבל כשתעמו קצת תורה, תקף שחו מהכל. חמן ציון says, הינו גדולי העולם, that when somebody in their, you know, in their family or whatever wasn't feeling well, there was so much בצער, אם הוא אנוכי בצרה, that they couldn't even learn. But as soon as they started learning, they tasted a little bit of Torah, boom! They came out of their shell, and then, whatever. And then at the end of Seder, back to Tzav. And then they came back to Seder, boom! Flourished. שקעו בלימוד כאילו אין שום דבר. כשחזרו לבית, מיד נזכרו שוב בצערם. That's the way you have to live. You have to. Otherwise, it's called in English, for lack of a better term, compartmentalizing. You got to put things away. You cannot let one thing overpower your entire existence. You have to function. In Seder, in Tefillah, at work, in class, you got to function. I'm stressed out. You know what I'm saying? Your boss doesn't care if you're stressed out. If you don't perform, if you don't function, if you don't execute, you don't get a paycheck. Nachon? I stress. Go get a therapist. You know what I tell you? ובזה ניכרת גדלותו של האדם. You want to know how great you are? Your greatness is defined by how much you can compartmentalize and function under stress. That is the barometer of greatness. עד כמה הוא מסוגל להתרומם מרגשותיו בשעה שבא ללמוד תורה. וכל אחד יכול להרגיש את עצמו בזה שינסה לשכוח מצערו בזמן שמתחיל ללמוד. ובעצמי ידעתי כמה לימוד התלמידים מציל אותי מכל תרדות העולם הזה. חמן ציון was also מלא וגדוש בצרות. And he says every time he sat down to learn with the תלמידים, it's like weight lifting off his shoulders. And then what? Okay, say there's over. Close the safe in and go back to life. Boom. It hits you like a ton of bricks, but that's okay. Because that's good practice for life, because that's what life is all about, people. Learn the lesson young, apply it, and be matzliach. Kol tov. Kol tov.